This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The White House is pushing back against the notion that the absence of several key leaders from this week's summit for the Americas amounts to a backslide for democracy. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration officials Wednesday sought to play up efforts on food security, climate, and other areas to be discussed at this week's summit to address the region's struggles. As Biden arrived in Los Angeles for the summit, top advisors argued the summit wasn't a lost cause, that is, just because Mexican President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador and other leaders have decided to stay away from the gathering over the U.S., excluding Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua. Leaders of Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, each critical to any regional migration strategy, are skipping the Summit of Americas. Ukrainian fighters were holding out on Thursday in the eastern city of Severodvinsk, despite relentless Russian shelling, the regional governor said, as Moscow presses an assault that both sides believe could help shape the war's course. Russia has concentrated its troops and firepower on the small industrial city to secure the surrounding province on behalf of Moscow-backed separatists. Ukraine's forces pulled back to the city's outskirts on Wednesday, but have vowed to fight there for as long as possible. Russia has turned its focus to Luhansk and the adjacent province of Donetsk since its forces were pushed back from the outskirts of the capital, Kyiv, in March. Kyiv's ambassador to the U.S. told CNN Ukrainian troops were vastly outnumbered fighting in that area. By remote.